What is up, everybody? It's your boy, back in the building, coming at you with another episode of It's Monday with Movies. Today we're going to be talking about a good movie, pretty good movie today. A movie called Clerks 3. That's right, everybody, Clerks 3. Now, you might remember from Clerks 2 how it ended with Dante and Randall buying out the Quick Stop again and no longer working at movies. That's where this movie picks up. Only, what, 15 years later? Something like that. 16 years later. Something like that. So, yeah, man. We get right up in the mix of things back at the Quick Stop, Quick Trip, and Dante and Randall are back at the doing their thing, doing the usual. The video store is no longer a video store; it's now a dispensary run by Jay and Silent Bob. Jay and Silent Bob have their own dispensary, have their own weed line, make their own pre-rolls, much like in real life, and. As well as we get, what's his name? Elias. Yeah. Elias is back in the building. And he's like super, super Christian. Even more Christian than before. They're doing Christian crypto and things like that. Randall gets into kind of like a heated exchange, a little bit of an argument with Elias. And then Randall says some things, and Elias is like, "Oh, Jesus, you smite him down." And right in that moment, Randall has a heart attack. So Elias is like, "Damn, Jesus came through in clutch." So Randall goes over to the hospital, gets his little Widowmaker taken care of. It's basically just the story of Kevin Smith's heart attack, but instead of, you know, it being Kevin Smith, now it's Randall from the Clerks movies. And, you know, he's able to survive this Widowmaker, which is an 80% death rate. You know, you only have 20% chance of survival, just like Kevin Smith's heart attack. And just like what Kevin Smith did, you know, Randall hops right up and he's like, "I'm making a movie." So that's basically what this whole movie is centered around, is Randall making a movie about his life. And, you know, he's kind of like pushed Dante to the back seat. Dante's kind of like not even really like a main supporting character. He comes in 37 pages in to talk about 37 blowjobs. And, you know, this whole movie's kind of, it's basically classic Kevin Smith, you know, stoner humor, much like the way of Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. A lot of the classic Kevin Smith humor, and then he wants to, like, throw in some emotional elements as well. But those emotional moments, the emotional scenes really fall flat because, so, Rebecca, which is played by Rosario Dawson, Rosario Dawson's character in Clerks 2, you know, at the end of Clerks 2, Dante and Rebecca get married and live happily ever after and whatnot. And, you know, she revealed that she was pregnant with Dante's child. Well, in this movie, Rebecca's dead. She died, like, assumably, like, the day after Clerks 2 ended. Like, we as the audience, Clerks 2 ends, and then the audience goes home, and Rebecca dies the next day, pretty much. Like, that's, like, that's the gist. That's like what I picked up on, like in the timeline. When it comes to the timeline, that's like what makes sense. She literally died like right after Clerks 2 ended. So Dante's, you know, carrying that weight around on his shoulders the whole time. But like I was saying before, a lot of the emotional scenes don't really land with me. I feel like if there were some better actors, then maybe the emotional scenes would kind of land for me. But like when Dante cries, it's like, it's more cringe than anything. I don't feel any kind of emotion. It's just like, oh, this is a bad actor trying to act out a scene that requires a better actor. But yeah, there's this whole scene where Dante visits Rebecca's grave and then he starts crying and he's like, oh, and then she says something. I forget even what she says, but he just looks up at her and he's like, what? All tears in his eyes and he's like, what? Just like that. And I'm like, okay, yeah, bro. If it was a better actor, I probably would cry in this scene. But the fact that he's just like kind of cringe, it's not landing. It's not landing for me. But that's not to say that, you know, the emotional scenes are bad. It's just like they don't land in the way that Kevin Smith, I think, intended to. I think they land kind of flat. At least in my opinion. I don't know. You go watch the movie for yourself. You see what makes you tick. You see what, if those emotional scenes make you feel any kind of emotion. Because for me, no. Yeah, man, but as time goes on, you know, it's just, there's a few cameos, Ben Affleck cameo, Justin Long cameo, things like that. So yeah, we get a lot of good cameos in here, and a lot of good, you know, stoner comedy, a lot of that raunchy Kevin Smith vibes that we all know and love. But there's not a lot going on. It's basically just like, okay, it's a retelling of Kevin Smith's heart attack and what he went through, you know, feeling that, which you probably already know about if you watched the stand-up special he did right after the heart attack, or you know, looked at any interviews of him post-heart attack. He won't shut the fuck up about the heart attack. And, you know, there's a couple like inside jokes, like Randall makes Dante executive producer, and he's like, one of the main things that the executive producer does is find funding for the movie. And Dante's like, well, how much do you need? And Randall's like, probably about 25 grand or 27,757 to be exact, or whatever the exact amount that they made the first Clerks movie. He gives that number, right? Which I think is like 27,575. Which, funny if you're like in on the inside jokes. Basically, don't watch Clerks 3 unless you've watched every other View Askew movie, except for, I think the only one that isn't referenced in any way is Chasing Amy. But if you haven't seen Mallrats, if you haven't seen Clerks 1, if you haven't seen Clerks 2, if you haven't seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and I guess they don't really say anything about Reboot, so you really only need to watch like four of the seven movies or something. But yeah, man, it's at the end of the day, it's a pretty solid flick. I think it could have been funnier, it could have been more, you know, tugging at the heartstrings and shit. You know, at the end of the movie of Clerks 3, you know, you're basically doing a recreation of the ending scene from Clerks, just like the first Clerks movie, where Dante's laying down on the ice cream display, on the ice cream cooler, and Randall sits down next to him, and he's like, you never take responsibility for your own fucked up life. You always blame everyone else and this and that. Do you ever think that maybe it's your fault that your life's so fucked up? But instead of, you know, following the line and recreating the scene in Clerks, the first Clerks, by this point, Dante's, you know, kind of like over the whole creating the movie and everything. So he gets up and he actually, you know, he's starting to feel like he's been looked over, like he's not seen as like the best friend. He's not seen as like, oh, this is my life too. Literally, he gives this whole monologue about, this is my life too. You know, I've been here with you day in, day out for years. And, you know, he's like, it's a movie about your life. You've made it very clear. But did you think that, you know, this is my life too? Did you ever think to yourself that maybe I don't want to relive this fucking shit show? You know? And then he falls down on the ground, passed out. Everyone's like, oh, that was such an incredible performance. Great job, Dante. You can get up now. You know, we yelled cut and shit. But no, that's not what happened. Dante also had a heart attack, which there was a little bit of foreshadowing of this happening at the beginning of the movie where when Randall gets released from the hospital, the doctor says to Dante, you know, if you've lived a similar kind of life, eating the same kind of diet as your friend, there's a pretty good chance that you're also going to have a heart attack. Same kind of heart attack. Widowmaker. Only 20% chance of survival. So, yeah, Dante falls. He has a heart attack. Randall goes and visits him in the hospital. And he's like, man, I want to show you the movie. This is the final cut. This is the final edit. We changed a few things, you know. He pulls up the laptop. He's just playing clips from the first Clerks movie. Not even like recreated clip, like literally just, they took the first Clerks movie and now they're playing it on the little laptop screen. And Dante is watching it on his deathbed. Well, not his deathbed, excuse me, his hospital bed, which, yeah, is his deathbed. Spoiler alert, Dante dies. But it fades out from the hospital room into Dante just like wearing the Quick Trip uniform sitting in like a movie theater. And Rebecca, Rosario Dawson's character, sits next to him and you know, they're holding hands and watching this movie together, which is just a retelling of his life. They're basically just watching the first Clerks together. Well, I think Clerks 2 has to, maybe he did like a double feature where it's like a 4-hour long movie and basically just Clerks 1 and Clerks 2, because they did try, at least try to film the donkey show scene, though Dante, that's when Dante really like started to feel all the pressure built up and finally like made him crack, right? Because they actually shot the donkey scene in the movies that they used to work at with Rebecca. So all these memories of Rebecca just came flooding into Dante's memory. And Rebecca, like, she pops in and out throughout the movie as kind of like a figment of Dante's imagination, or at least like a ghost of herself. And in this scene, she's like, don't worry, you can do this. You know, this is movies. You can do it. And he's like, I can't do this. And he runs away and goes to the bar. And that's leading up to the final scene of the movie where he has the heart attack in the Quick Trip. And so, anyway, yeah, Dante dies and gets to, you know, live in heaven with Rebecca, right? Elias and Randall are now running Quick Trip on their own. Oh, I forgot to mention, Elias had a bit of a character switch in this movie. So at first when he's like super Christian and then he prays for God to smite down Randall for you know, whatever disagreement they had. In the hospital, before Randall's released, you know, he survives his heart attack and he's released. Elias is sitting there praying to Jesus and he's like, no, Jesus won't be able to do anything. He's like, Satan, hear me now, save Randall. And you can have my soul for eternity or whatever. All hail Satan, he says. So yeah, just like that, he flips over to complete Satanist. And they're still doing the whole crypto thing, but this time with like a Satanist kind of twist instead of like Jesus. So yeah, he's a Satanist by the end of this movie. There's a scene early, a little bit early on, about the halfway point where Dante's trying to find ways to come up with the money to produce this movie. He actually calls his ex-fiance, who he left at the end of Clerks 2 for Rebecca. So he was supposed to like get married to her and move to Florida with her and work at the dad's car wash or whatever. So she has money. And he knows that. So he put up his half of Quick Trip, his half of ownership of the Quick Trip store or Quick Stop store as collateral to her to get the $30,000 to fund the movie, right? And then he dies before the movie comes out, before, he's able to pay her back. And so at the end of the movie, after Dante dies, Randall and Elias are running the store, right? This bitch walks in and she's like, "Look, Dante owed me $30,000 to help fund your stupid little movie. So now, if you don't pay me back the $30,000, I own half of this shithole." And he's like, "Oh, fuck." And Elias starts praying to Satan, like, "Smite this bitch down, Satan. Get her out of my sight, Satan. Hail, Satan." And that's when Elias has this little, his own Silent Bob the whole time. He just he kind of looks like Elias and he dresses like Elias the whole time, but he doesn't say a fucking word. He like will whisper in Elias's ear and then Elias will be like, "Oh yeah, that's a good point. Hey, why don't you," and say whatever he said, right? But this kid, the mini Silent Bob, played by Austin Zajur, I don't know how to say his last name, honestly. All I know is it's literally Kevin Smith's daughter's boyfriend. So it's like to have him play a mini Silent Bob. Now that's good. That's funny. That's comedy. See, that's what I mean. There's a lot of inside jokes of like not only the view askew movies, but you'd have to like know about their personal lives a little bit to kind of get some of the other nuanced things like, Kevin Smith's daughter playing Jay's daughter and Kevin Smith's daughter's boyfriend playing essentially a miniature Silent Bob. Like, you wouldn't really understand the comedy behind it unless you're kind of like in tune with not only the movies, but Kevin Smith's personal life as well. So it's very parasocial in a way. Luckily, I have a extremely parasocial relationship with Kevin Smith. We're basically best friends and he doesn't even know it because I know everything. I get all the jokes, okay? I get everything. Not one joke went by me. Not one joke went over my head. All right? But yeah, man. That little miniature Silent Bob dude comes in and he's like, as Elias is praying to Satan to get this bitch out of his store, this little Silent Bob type character comes running in screaming, "The kites are a flight," or something like that. So their cryptocurrency is just like a paper kite, a picture of a paper kite with Satan on the back. So their cryptocurrency is going to the moon, baby. Oh, apparently they made $1 million day one on this cryptocurrency. On this NFT, more specifically. It's a non-fungible token. So they make about a milli on this NFT, and the Silent Bob type character, who was like Elias's right-hand man, right? He's like, "I pulled out 100 grand just to flex on him. Here's your half." Throws him 50 grand. And Elias then takes 30 grand out of that 50 grand and is like, "Here's your money, wench, out of my sight." And that's basically where the movie ends. Elias and his little Silent Bob type character are rich as fuck now. They run away. They're fucking celebrating, woohoo, woohoo, and shit. And then it's just left with Randall alone in the store. And he's like, "Ah, oh, man, Dante, I wish you were here to see this. With everything's finally coming together and shit." And Dante's ghost is there standing next to him, just looking at him. And smiling as if to say, I'm right here, bud. I'll always be right here, right next to you. You're my best friend. And, you know, then the movie ends right there. They had a little end credits, and Kevin Smith comes in talking on his podcast about, you know, the ideas of he started having after his heart attack and things like that. So, yeah, it's basically a retelling of how Clerks 1 was made, as well as a retelling of Kevin Smith's heart attack, as well as an extra heart attack thrown in for good measure. All that being said, I thought this movie was pretty okay. I didn't think it was, like, the funniest Kevin Smith movie. I didn't think it was, like, the most emotionally invested Kevin Smith movie. I thought it was... It was more of like a passion project for Kevin Smith than anything. If you're a fan of Kevin Smith's work, then you're going to like this movie. If you don't really know Kevin Smith, you're not really like a huge Jane Silent Bob fan, then you probably could just skip this one. Honestly, I enjoyed it because I got a lot of the nuances and things, and I've seen all the View Askew movies, and I know, you know, a good amount of Kevin Smith's personal family life and stuff, so... You know, even all that being said, and knowing, you know, it's like Kevin Smith's passion project, being just like totally upfront, unbiased, I don't think it's that great of a movie. I think it's about on par with Clerks 2, which Clerks 2 is also not great. So, yeah, I'll give it about a 69. For plugging this one into the moist meter, probably about 69%. A 69. I'll be eating that ass. I'm gonna eat your ass in a 69 position. Okay, all right. But yeah, that's about a 69% for me. Not a great movie, not an awful movie. Pretty funny, a lot of funny moments. The emotional moments kind of fall flat for me, but you know, it's. It's a movie. It's a solid movie. Good viewing experience. You know, probably like a one-time viewing type of thing. It's not like I'm going to be going back to this all the time. So, yeah. Yeah, man. Any hoosers, that's about it for today. So, yeah, thank you for joining me this week. Thank you for joining me every week. Thank you for telling your friends about me. And thank you for... telling your mom and dad about me, and thank you for telling me your siblings about me, and thank you for telling your cousins, your second cousins, your third cousins, your uncles, your aunts, your nieces, your nephews, whatever, man. I know I was saying that I was gonna throw in like another review of a movie after the View Askewniverse, but honestly, I don't think I want to do that because. I'll come back in next year sometime with what the movie that I wanted to review at the end of this year, but I'll save it for like the first episode of next season. We're going to take a few months off, probably be coming back in about March or April of 2023. So, yeah, just hang in there, buddy, and have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a wonderful Christmas. Get lit this New Year's, stick to your New Year's resolutions, and fuck, man, have a good rest of your year, have a good rest of your fucking life, bitch. Nah, I'm just kidding, that was a little rude, but yeah, signing off for the last time this year. It's been fun, it's been real. I'll catch y'all in about March or April. See ya.